resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
Bill Buchanan had Fayed in custody, and he let him go. Karen Hayes put it in a blue file over at Homeland.
Someone's going to have to go down. The farther from the president, the better.
You asking me to resign?
I have to fire you.
We're talking about the end of my career.
An FB sub-circuit board from one of the weapons is now in the possession of an agent of the Chinese government. If the Chinese agent in possession of the sub-circuit board is allowed to transfer it to his government, the entire Russian defense system will be compromised. I will have no choice but to extend my country's forward perimeter.
You were talking about attacking one of our military bases.
You have 2 hours.
Everyone on the floor!
My men have your grandson. Have you finished repairing the sub-circuit board?
I'll return it when you bring me my grandson.
Chang, I'm sending the board to you now.
Hello, Josh. Your grandfather wants to speak with you.
What do you want from me?
I am going to give you the future I promised you when you were born.
I'm taking you away from this ungrateful country.
Chang, it's over!
Tell me where the boy is and I won't kill you.
Help!
Josh!
I lost a boy.
Who has him?
CTU and your son.
This is totally unacceptable. The boy was my price for repairing the circuit board. Our arrangement is over.
Got Philip Bauer calling for you on a scrambled line.
I want my grandson, and I want clear passage to the country of my choice.
You give me that?
And I'll give you the FB sub-circuit board.
You're working with the Chinese.
I was.
You think Philip Bauer is somebody that we can trust?
We have no choice. Let me see to you.
Josh! You need to come with me.
You need?
Come now!
Agent Doyle!
Orders, Jack!
The boy stays with me!
Uncle Jack!
Josh!
The following takes place between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m.
A CTU helicopter flies through the night, swooping low over choppy surf breaking on a rugged stretch of coastline. Josh, aboard the chopper, turns to Mike Doyle and taps him on the shoulder.
Where are you taking me? I thought we were going back to CTU.
I'm sorry, Josh.
You're sorry for what? What's going on? This has to do with my grandpa.
Josh, he's got something we need. Something that will stop a war. So we have to go through the motions of handing you over to him.
What, meaning you're not actually going to do it?
Meaning as soon as we get what we need from him, we're going to recover you. We have two TAC teams and LAPD at the rendezvous site.
This is a locating device, Josh. So we're going to be able to track you until we get the green light on your recovery operation. Look, I understand you're scared. Okay, I would be too. But I will get you back, Josh.
Doyle presses the locator implanter against Josh's arm.
This may sting a little.
Doyle puts his headphones back on, leaving Josh in a very lonely place. The helicopter swoops onwards over the waves breaking on the coastline. Jack walks with a pair of CTU men.
We are making a mistake. You can't let them do this. You can talk to Doyle. You can't let them hand Josh over to my father.
Those orders come from the White House. Get in the car.
Are you arresting me? Are you charging me with something?
No, Jack. We have orders to place you in temporary custody in order to protect our operation. Don't make this harder than it is.
Jack climbs obediently into the rear of an SUV. He gets out his mobile. At CTU, Chloe comes to sit at her workstation. She puts her hands to her face as if terribly weary. She answers her phone.
O'Brien.
Chloe, is Jack.
Jack, Nadia said you were in custody.
Why the hell is CTU handing Josh over to my father?
It's a trade-off. The order came in from the vice president. Your father got a hold of the FB sub-circuit board. He's offering it in exchange for Josh and a safe passage out of the country.
Who Whatever my father said, he has no intention of giving up that circuit board.
The White House feels they have no alternative. Apparently, Doyle has a plan to get Josh back.
My father will have a better plan. Damn it, Chloe, we need to stop this. Put me through to Karen Hayes.
Hold on.
My earlier deception was a desperate move on my part, Mr. President. It was a mistake, which I'm sure compromised your trust in me, and for that I'm deeply sorry.
But you are not calling simply to offer your apology.
Sir, I'm aware that your generals are pushing you toward a military response. But an opportunity has presented itself that may allow us both to avoid a war that neither of us wants.
I am listening.
The man who has the component is no longer working with the Chinese. He's offered to trade it back to us, and I've authorized the exchange.
For the sake of both our countries, Mr. Vice President, I hope it happens soon. Because until you have the component, I have no choice but to continue on our present path. The chatter we are picking up from Chinese military intelligence is not encouraging.
And you and I both know they are far from incompetent. I cannot extend or rescind this deadline
for anything other than concrete results.
I understand your position, Mr. President. The purpose of this call is just to keep you current on our efforts to try to avoid a conflict.
Karen Hayes.
Mrs. Bauer. Do you know the Vice President's plan to hand my nephew over to my father?
I do.
Karen, you cannot let this happen. It is a mistake to trust my father. You will get nothing back. He's going to keep Josh and the circuit board.
But why would he need the circuit board?
Because it's his only leverage with the Chinese. He's useless to them without it. Whatever you're offering them, the Chinese are offering more. Karen, my father is smart enough to manipulate this exchange.
Look, Jack, I don't think we should go through with this either, but the Vice President feels it's the only way to avoid war. He's given his order, and I don't have the authority to do anything. You're going to have to take care of this from your end.
I can't. CTU has put me in temporary custody to stop me from interfering with their operation. Karen, he is an innocent boy. You need to stop this, and you need to stop it now.
Jack's guards return, so he hides the phone. The SUV pulls away. Karen deliberates. Tom Lennox emerges from the Oval Office.
Well, that did not go well. Not that I expected much goodwill from Suvorov.
I just got off the phone with Jack Bauer.
I thought he was under arrest.
He is, but he called me.
Okay, he called you?
Yes, and he's convinced that his father will try to get the boy and the circuit board.
How is he going to do that? We can verify the authenticity of the board before we hand over Josh. I mean, you think Jack's concerns are warranted?
Absolutely. He's Philip Bauer's son, and he's been more right than we have today.
Point taken there. All right, let's say we refuse to give up Josh, which is the only thing Philip Bauer seems to want. How do we get the circuit board?
Well, if you don't have any ideas, I think I might.
I mean, if your idea involves keeping Daniels in the dark...
Tom, he won't listen to me, but if you...
My relationship with the Vice President is complicated at best. I can't be seen making an end run around him. But I promise I won't be looking your way if you do.
Lennox walks away, leaving Karen looking very thoughtful. She taps the phone in her hand, then turns slowly and heads into her office. End of part one. Part two, 408. An FBI team searches Bill Buchanan's home. Bill comes down the stairs. He checks the caller ID on his mobile and his face becomes serious. He addresses one of the search team.
Hey, that's personal. Nothing you need in there.
Mr. Buchanan, our subpoena covers everything. I'm sorry.
A family photo album, for crying out loud.
You haven't been charged with any crimes yet, but that could change.
The FBI man holds out his hand for the album. Bill tosses it into a box.
You've reached the Buchanan residence. Please leave a message.
Bill, I know you're there. Please pick up. Look, I know you don't want to talk to me, but I really need your help. I don't know where else to turn.
Bill looks down at the phone and then picks up.
What do you mean you don't know where else to turn? Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I really need your help.
I'm listening.
Thank you. I know that you're angry with me and I don't blame you.
What do you need from me, Karen?
I just got off the phone with Jack. He's being held in custody by CTU.
Why?
Because they don't want him to interfere with an ongoing operation.
What operation?
Philip Bauer is now in possession of the component.
What?
And he's claiming that he will trade the sub-circuit board for his grandson, but Jack thinks it's a setup, that Philip will get the boy, keep the component, and make a deal with the Chinese. And I completely agree.
Have you spoken to Nadia Yasser?
Oh, she won't budge on this thing. She's under direct orders from the vice president.
Bill casts a wary glance towards the FBI men.
What are you asking me to do, Karen?
Whatever it takes to stop the exchange.
Bill looks grave and determined. The small helicopter carrying Josh and Doyle descends on a small patch of dusty ground. Doyle adjusts his tiny earpiece.
Nadia, we just touched down at the meeting point. I'm not seeing any activity.
Satellite surveillance confirms that.
How's the signal on Josh's tracker?
Coming in clear.
Tracker's signal strong. Wait here, I'm gonna check it out.
Doyle climbs out of the helicopter cabin and closes the door behind him. They appear to have landed in a car parking area with a picnic table and benches. Doyle runs through the downdraft of the rotor blades, weapon drawn, and checks the perimeter. He then returns to the helicopter and speaks to Josh.
Come on!
Josh gets out and Doyle runs him across to the picnic table, which overlooks the breaking waves just below. Doyle reaches for his phone.
CTU, I've got a call coming in. It could be him.
Morris, can you trace the call?
The signal's scrambled, but we're still patched into Doyle's phone, so we'll be able to listen to both sides of the conversation.
All right, Mike, go ahead and answer it.
This is Doyle.
Before we do anything, I want CTU to turn off the satellite feed.
What are you talking about?
I have an uplink. I know when they're watching. And I know when they're offline.
Stand by. Nadia, can we tell if he's bluffing?
Yeah, he's not bluffing. He's absolutely in our system.
How?
I don't know.
Mike, we have confirmation that Philip Bauer has tapped into our satellite surveillance.
Can he see Josh's tracker signal?
No, that's on an internal network.
All right, then go offline. Tell LAPD and the TAC teams to keep a really wide perimeter outside the satellite area. We can't afford to spook him.
Morris, shut down the satellite. Marcy, let LAPD and our teams know.
On it.
It's done.
Mike's satellite is offline.
Mr. Bauer, CTU satellite is offline.
I can see that. Now get rid of the chopper.
Area one, return to base. That's an order.
The helicopter pilot obeys and lifts off.
Now, how do you want to work the exchange?
Wait there. Someone will come.
When?
Whenever I'm damn well ready. Put my grandson on the phone.
Your grandfather, he wants to speak with you. But don't fight him, Josh. Okay, the easier he thinks this is going to go, the less on guard he's going to be.
Josh, with huge unwillingness, accepts the phone from Doyle.
Yeah.
Hello, Joshua. Have you given any thought to what we talked about?
Yes. And I don't want to go anywhere with you. I hate you.
Joshua, listen to me. I understand you're frightened and angry. But your father's involvement in what happened today will soon be public knowledge. Staying in this country is not an option. There's nothing here for you.
My mom's here.
Your mother can join you anytime she wants, but she is incapable of giving you what you need. Where we're going, I will have the means and the power to help you become the kind of man your father should have been. Now, you think about that.
Josh folds up the phone. Doyle looks at him with grim sympathy.
The boy's in position. You can go get him now.
Two black-clad commandos leave to do Philip Bauer's bidding. Bauer sits deep in thought. 4:19, Josh sits at the picnic table. Doyle stands guard close by, looking keenly out to sea.
No sign of anyone so far.
Yeah, we're still looking for ways to get satellite coverage without Philip Bauer knowing, but so far it looks like he's covered all his bases.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. How do I verify the component's real once they hand it over?
Chloe?
The component has an R72 socket on its underside. When you plug your PDA into that, I'll be able to verify the circuitry from here.
Good. Nadia, once I know the component's real, if I see a chance to get the kid back, I'm going to take it.
No, you're not, Mike.
Look, I want to see Josh safe too, but we're under strict orders from the White House. We're not authorized to retrieve him until the component's back at CTU.
Yeah, I'm not talking about what I'm authorized to do.
Well, I am. Mike, there's too much at stake. You're not going off book on this. Understood?
Mike, do you confirm?
Nadia.
I have Karen Hayes on, too.
I put it through to my cell phone. Mike, I have to take this call. You're on comm with Chloe and Morris.
Yeah, I'll keep them posted.
Yes, Ms. Hayes.
Nadia, the vice president would like to check on the status of the trade with Philip Bauer.
While the agent handling the exchange is in position with the boy,
he's waiting to be contacted. I did tell the White House that I would report in as soon as that happened.
Yes, I know, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone's on board, that no one, including yourself, has any doubts that this is the right course of action.
The order comes from the vice president. It's not being questioned.
What's the status of Jack Bauer?
He's currently being transferred to the detention at district.
Good. I need to be able to view the operation on your internal deployment grid.
Do you mind me asking why?
Yes, actually, I do. The vice president wants me to keep track of Jack Bauer, so I need the security code now, please.
Right away.
Remaining on the phone to Karen Hayes, Nadia crosses to her terminal and consults a screen.
Log on to the grid on 9-4, security code Alpha, Charlie, November.
Karen pulls up a grid map showing a small red dot on the move and marked Agent Bauer.
Got it. Thank you.
Karen phones out.
I just got a call from security. You better head over to the lounge.
Why? What's the problem?
Marilyn Bauer.
Nadia heads off. 4:22. Chloe and Morris exchange a look. Chloe then returns to her workstation and sits down rather huffily.
I'm not a prisoner, so stop treating me like one. I want to see my son, and I want to see him now. And if you can't tell me where he is, I will find somebody who can. Get out of my way. Get out of my way!
Listen, Mrs. Bauer, if you just calm down, we can talk.
Did something happen? Did he get hurt?
No, Josh is fine. He's just being held at division. They want to debrief him while events are still fresh in his mind.
You have no right to talk to my son if I'm not there. He needs to have a parent present. I want to be with my son.
Look, I understand what you're going
through. No, you have no idea what I'm going through. And if you don't get me to him right now, I'm going to get our lawyers and I will take this whole place down, including you.
Marilyn is restrained by guards.
O'Brien.
Morris, I need you to send additional security to the lounge area to escort Mrs. Bauer to holding.
I want my son! You can't keep me here!
They're on their way. This is Morris O'Brien. Can I have 2 additional security to the lounge area to escort Marilyn Bauer to holding, please? Yes, sir. Thank you.
Morris is aware without looking of Chloe's gaze.
What?
It doesn't bother you that we're doing this? What if we don't get Josh back? Philip Bauer is a murderer.
I don't like it. I hate it, but we have our orders.
Since when do you care about orders?
We're trying to avoid starting a war. Speaking as someone that placed a lot of people's lives at risk today, I can see why it's necessary, yes.
Jack thinks we're being manipulated, that his father has no intention of giving us the component back.
I don't think we can count on Jack being objective about his father right now.
Who cares if he's being objective, if he's right?
Are you actually angry at me as if I'm the one that made the decision to go through with this?
No, it's just that Josh didn't do anything. He's innocent.
Chloe and Morris clam up as Nadia returns. She looks at them both as if aware of what they're thinking.
Chloe, keep a close eye on Josh's tracker. If that signal weakens even a little, I want to know about it immediately.
I will.
At the beachside pickup point.
CTU, this is Doyle.
You're on with O'Brien.
We've got a helicopter approaching out of the north. It's too far to read its markings.
You think it might be Philip Bauer?
I don't know, Morris. That's why I'm asking you.
All right, no need to get testy. Pulling up the FAA database now. Coast Guard has a helicopter patrol just west of your position. It's not Philip Bauer.
All right, thanks.
Doyle.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people disagree with this operation. I just want you to know that what you're doing, I think, is absolutely necessary.
Morris, the next time I want your opinion, I'll ask for it.
Fair enough.
The SUV carrying Jack speeds through the night. 4:24. The driver pulls off the highway onto a narrower road. From the opposite direction comes another large vehicle.
Lunatic going.
Help.
The CTU vehicle is forced to swerve off the road and down a bank. The driver gets out, weapon drawn. Jack in the rear seat spots his chance and grabs the gun of the man in the front passenger seat.
Don't move. Get your handcuffs out. Do it.
The driver watches as the driver of the other vehicle gets out.
Mr. Buchanan? What the hell are you doing?
You have Jack Bauer in there?
We have orders to transport him to detention at district.
I need you to release him to me.
Mr. Buchanan, you've been relieved of duty.
You know me, Turner. I'm no threat to anyone. I'm not even armed.
Stay where you are, sir.
You're not going to shoot me, Turner.
Sir, you need to stop coming at me. You know what I'll have to do.
You don't have to do anything. You're a good man, Turner. I trained you. I know you can't possibly believe what's happening here is right. I know you're following orders. But your oath of allegiance is not to one single person. You swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States. The orders you're following are illegal. You have an opportunity here, Turner. Don't blow it.
Agent Turner, put the weapon down. Put it down. Did they hand Josh over to my father yet?
No, Doyle's in position with the boy. He's awaiting instructions from your father.
Having cuffed Turner to a tree, Jack runs at speed with Bill to Buchanan's huge off-road flatbed SUV. They power away into the darkness.
Can I explain everything to you?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing this.
You don't have to thank me.
You put yourself on the line. I appreciate it.
Let's just hope you're right about your father.
Unfortunately, I am.
4:26, end of part two. At CTU, a youngish man, bearded and casually dressed, is escorted onto the operations floor by a security guard. Morris, then Chloe, turn to look at him. They seem to recognize him. Chloe gets up, looking serious, and crosses over to him. Stuart takes Chloe in his arms. Morris strokes his stubbled chin as he looks on.
Morris, find out who that is.
I'm so sorry.
I don't believe we've met. Morris O'Brien.
This is Stuart, Milo's brother.
Oh, I'm so very sorry. Very sorry.
I have to sign release first, Body.
I'll help you with the paperwork. Come on.
Thanks, Chloe.
He was a good man.
Stuart looks back ambivalently at Morris and then follows Chloe out. 4:32, Morris returns to where Nadia is working.
It's Milo's brother, Stuart.
Nadia freezes, but her face betrays her emotion. Karen Hayes works at her computer. She stares appalled as a warning message flashes up reading Network signal lost, system shutdown in process, further access denied, contact department supervisor. She picks up her phone and dials. Bill Buchanan at the wheel of his vehicle picks up.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
I've got Jack on our way.
I wanted to thank you.
You didn't have to do this. You made a big sacrifice.
I'm not the only one. Be long before they figure out how I was able to locate Jack.
Yeah, well, they already have. I've just been denied access.
They're probably on their way to arrest me. Listen,
I don't know when they'll let us speak to each other again, so I just want you to know that I'm so sorry.
And I love you very much.
Me too.
two dour-looking security men march into Karen's office.
About to arrest Karen.
Stuart is clearing Milo's locker. Nadia enters.
Hi, Stuart.
Yeah.
Nadia Yasser, acting head of CTU. We're in the middle of an operation right now, so I don't have much time. I just wanted to meet you and tell you how sorry I am.
I know your name. My brother talked about you. I'd like to know how he died.
Nadia looks directly and openly at Stuart.
Your brother died saving my life. He saw that I was in danger and he stood up for me and sacrificed himself. He was very brave.
No, he wasn't. Not really. It's more that he was really in love with you.
Excuse me, I'll be right back. Yeah, Chloe, go ahead.
Local police found agents Ryan and Turner handcuffed to their vehicle.
Jack escaped? How?
They were intercepted by Bill Buchanan.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Why would Bill do something like that?
Probably because he agrees with Jack that we shouldn't be trading Josh or trusting his father, regardless of what the orders are.
Have tech teams in the area move into position to intercept them.
They're already doing that.
I'm sorry, I had to...
Nadia goes back in to find Stuart gone. She stands staring mournfully at Milo's empty locker. Josh, sitting at the picnic table, turns to Doyle.
Mr. Doyle?
Yeah?
Listen, please don't do this. Okay, my grandpa's crazy. Okay, just please, just let me go.
Josh. Your country needs you to do this. I'll get you back, Josh. I give you my word.
Doyle, this is Nadia. Do you copy?
Go ahead, Nadia.
Any sign of Philip Bauer yet?
None yet.
Mike, Jack escaped from custody. We have to assume he's on his way to you to try and stop the exchange.
How the hell does Jack even know where we are?
Karen Hayes told him and gave him your location. Bill Buchanan helped him escape.
Damn it!
I've got tag teams ready to move in.
Look, you know we can't bring more men in. Philip Bauer will spot them on satellite and they'll pull out of this.
And you'll have to face him alone.
I'll be fine.
Is my uncle coming?
Yeah.
Josh seems to draw some comfort from this. Doyle appears less sure. 4:41. Karen Hayes sits quietly in a holding cell. She turns to see Vice President Daniels enter. She stands respectfully.
Excuse us, please.
The guards withdraw. Karen sits back down.
I assume you know why I ordered your detention.
I do.
Then do you admit to using information you got from CTU to assist Bill Buchanan in breaking Jack Bauer out of custody?
Yes, I do, sir.
Karen, you and I have had our differences, but I thought that we'd work past them, that you and I'd finally reached an understanding. Clearly, I was mistaken. What in the hell were you thinking?
I learned a hard lesson today, sir, when I trusted Fayed.
And what lesson was that?
Never negotiate with a sociopath. Philip Bauer is a sociopath. We can't trust that he'll give us that component, whether we give him the boy or not.
Damn it, Karen, that is not your call to make.
I understand that, sir. I wouldn't have done what I did if I wasn't willing to accept the consequences.
Oh, believe me, there'll be consequences. I'll make sure that you and your husband go down hard for this.
Karen nods resignedly. Both seated at the table now, they each turn away from the other.
You know, it was Tom Lennox who said your different point of view would be an asset to my team, and I believed him. Was he in on this with you?
No, sir. He didn't know anything about this.
Daniels gives her a long, doubting stare.
Karen, if Jack Bauer prevents this exchange from happening, the Russians will attack our forces in Central Asia. Any blood that is spilled will be on you.
Daniels turns and exits, leaving Karen looking deeply conflicted and concerned. Josh sits at the picnic table. Doyle's PDA sitting on the tabletop begins ringing.
CTU, I've got an incoming call.
We're monitoring. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Take Josh and walk toward the water.
We're on our way. Nadia, did you get that?
Yes, Agent Doyle, be careful.
We need to go, Josh.
Josh gets up reluctantly. Doyle takes the boy's arm and jogs with him along the fence and down towards the beach. Chloe monitors Josh's tracker on her screen.
Tracker shows them moving towards the water.
Chloe. You all right? Look a little pale.
Fine. Just tired.
4:44. On the beach, Josh turns to Doyle.
Yeah.
They stare as towards the beach speeds a small inflatable boat.
Fine, what do you have?
Nadia, got two men and a small watercraft coming ashore. We're taking cover.
Doyle makes Josh crouch down beside a wooden breakwater. The two commandos spin the boat round as it meets the waterline. They jump out and pull it up the shingle.
Stay here, understand? Don't move.
Doyle breaks cover and walks cautiously down the beach, his gun aimed at the first of the two commandos who jogs up the beach towards him, his own gun raised.
Stop right there!
Send the kid down now!
Show the sub-circuit board first. I need to verify it. Walk forward. Place it down. Back up.
The other man does as Doyle commands, placing the small metal box on the sand, and backs away. Doyle bends down to pick it up. As he steps back, he opens the box fully. Doyle falls back, his eyes bleeding. The commando grabs Josh and runs back towards the boat. Jack arrives in Bill's truck.
You're there, they've got Josh.
Bill speeds up, then pulls to a halt. They pile out, weapons drawn. Josh is being stowed in the boat. One of the commandos turns his gun on them.
I don't have a clear shot without putting Josh at risk. Get out!
The commandos jump into their boat and speed away. Jack gets up from behind the breakwater. The boat scuds over the tops of the incoming waves. Jack and Bill run over to where Doyle lies injured.
Doyle, we're gonna get you help.
The component was a fake. It blew.
Doyle, help's on the way. It's gonna be okay.
Jack pulls out his phone. Josh lies in the bottom of the boat.
Sure to scan him. Don't trust CTU.
Yes, sir!
The man runs a laser sensor over Josh's upper body. It picks up the tracking device.
They tagged him!
Short it out.
It's done!
The man short-circuits the device.
We lost the tracker. Try the backup frequency.
I did. It's gone.
Morris, get that satellite back up now.
I'm doing it.
CTU Reynolds.
This is Bauer. Patch me through to Nadia.
I got Jack Bauer on the line.
Put it on speakerphone. Jack, this is Nadia. Go ahead.
Nadia, I'm at the beach. The component they delivered to Doyle was a copy. The case was loaded with explosives. They detonated it. Doyle's been badly injured. We need a trauma team here now.
I'm on it. Aerial 1. Everyone return to the drop-off point.
As we arrived, two of my father's men and Josh were headed out to sea in a small boat.
Jack, they just disabled Josh's tracker. Your father forced us to shut down satellites, so it's going to take us a few minutes to get it back up so we can track them.
How long is it going to take to get reinforcements?
Tech teams are 5 minutes out. Jack, how bad is Agent Doyle?
Bad. We need that trauma team. Hurry.
Nadia's face shows her worry for Doyle. Jack returns to where Bill is tending Doyle, who lies there, blood streaming across his temples and forehead. 4:48, end of part 3. Bore, 4:53. Josh is taken further out to sea. Daniel sits brooding in his office. Lennox enters.
Sir, Melinda said you read the flash regarding CTU's attempt to make the exchange. You're still trying to track the watercraft Philip Bauer's men used to escape. They've had no success yet.
Suvorov is expecting my call to confirm that we've retrieved the component.
Well, my advice is give CTU a few more minutes before we call the Russians. We could still get lucky on this.
Karen was right.
Yes, sir. She certainly was.
And I was wrong. Not just about Karen, but about Wayne Palmer. I judged his performance as president unfairly. What he faced these past weeks was an impossible situation. Maybe he was right to reach out to Assad. I don't know anymore. You know, Tom, it's easy to think you've got all the answers when none of the ultimate responsibility lies with you. But sitting in this chair, until you sit in this chair, you don't know anything. You can't know.
Sir, in view of the fact that Karen was right, you might want to reconsider your punitive stance towards her.
My decision may have been wrong, but I can't condone that kind of insubordination.
Sir, you do not want the facts of your disagreement with Karen made public, and that's exactly what will happen if you prosecute her. After this crisis has passed, Karen Hayes and Bill Buchanan can retire quietly to their country home in Vermont. You will be honoring her service. It's just a better outcome all around.
I'll take your advice under consideration, Tom, but right now, I need a real-time update on CTU's progress.
All right, sir.
Tom leaves the vice president agonizing at his desk. 4:55. At the beach, the trauma team have arrived.
It's Jack. The trauma team doesn't believe that Doyle's injuries are life-threatening, but he's going to be blind in one, if not both, eyes.
I should have listened to you, Jack.
You did what you thought was right. Is satellite back up yet?
Any minute.
But it'll be next to impossible to find a craft that size in the dark.
Their boat had limited range. They must be meeting up with a larger vessel. I want you to get me the names and locations of every offshore oil platform within a 10-mile radius.
Why? What do you think?
My father's company, BXJ, has shelter corporations. They owned oil leases up and down the coast. He didn't pick this location at random.
I'm on it.
All right, Jack, I'll let you know what we find. Thanks.
Nadia heads off. Morris works at his screen. He looks up and notices with concern Chloe shuffling like a sleepwalker away across the ops floor. 4:56, the brightly lit underbelly of an offshore oil platform. Philip Bauer stands feet above the swell of the waves.
You still in the clear?
Yes, sir.
Good. Dock on the northeast side of the platform.
Copy that.
Bauer is joined on the walkway by Cheng.
They're bringing the boy here?
Yeah.
When do I get my component?
You get it when they deliver the boy.
Good. You're making the right choice. Continue to work with us.
Your mistakes have been totally unacceptable. But China is still my future.
Cheng nods and walks away, leaving Bauer pacing thoughtfully. Bauer suddenly casts a shrewd look towards the coastline. Jack, simultaneously on the beach, looks sharply out towards the open sea. On a screen at CTU, data scrolls upwards. A message reading, "No matching files," flashes up. Chloe, her face a mask of weariness and her eyelids heavy, works at the screen. Again, the "no matching files" message, this time somewhat blurred. Chloe shakes her head as if to clear it. Again, the same message. She gets effortfully to her feet and walks back across the floor.
Morris, no luck tracing the oil leases through the CNC servers.
Check the EPA database. Coastal leases have to have regulatory approval.
That's a good idea. Nadia will have to call in an access code.
Right.
Nadia.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, God, Chloe. Chloe?
Chloe, darling.
Are you all right?
Can someone please help me?
Darling, can you hear me?
Can someone please help me?
5 a.m.